Jim Rutledge.
For me, Jordan Love can start shutting people up by just winning the damn division one time.
Molly Brown.
I actually think Jaden Reed is going to be like the guy within the next 2 years, not Christian Watson.
Welcome to Wisconsin's Afternoon Hangout.
You think the Packers would win five?
Yes, that's what I said.
Neutral field?
I said it three times. Five,
okay,
and five.
Why?
This is Molly and Jim, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Alongside Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
Jim, we continue live from Pooley's on a Thirsty Thursday, presented by Dancing Goat Distillery. We are having a fantastic time out here. The TVs are everywhere, and it's awesome. And now it's SportsCenter. Earlier it was Brewers. They took the L, a rare L, when Miz is pitching. You obviously heard that here on ESPN Madison. And there's going to be soccer on the big TVs here on
6 o'clock, I think the next game is. But also
tonight
on Monday.
And on Monday.
That's
and
the
obviously
US
live
on
music
Belgium.
And volleyball here throughout the fall and summer. So make sure to check out Pooley. Such a fun place for sports fans.
Bern Brott on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream says some cool pictures on the wall. We were talking about that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Just how many different pieces of memorabilia.
I just don't understand,
they
like they're personalized to Pooley's. That's the weirder part.
It is fascinating.
Why is Bo Schembechler personalized autograph?
Who?
Raymond Berry.
You pick like the most random obscure names. You couldn't have said like Robin Yount, isn't he in that
but
Brewers photo?
But that would
photo?
Make sense.
Robin, yeah, Bo Schembechler. What? Why is he right into a bar in Madison?
Maybe he came here. Maybe he swam in the pool. Apparently there was a pool where there's now indoor volleyball, which is pretty cool. Maybe that's why they call it Poolies, I guess. There's just so much stuff. Like there's flags. There's an ASU flag above us.
What's the most random piece of sports memorabilia you own? 844-770-3776.
Do people own random sports memorabilia?
Carbon Stock Text Line list is more. Like, I do. I have a Lorenzo Booker autographed Dolphins jersey. None of those words mean anything to you, do they?
No, not particularly.
Legendary Dolphins coach.
I don't really own any. What was his name?
Lorenzo Booker was a Florida State running back who was drafted by the Dolphins. In 2007, alongside 26-year-old John Beck, BYU quarterback.
The only Lorenzo in sports that I know is Lorenzo Cain, hashtag my crew.
There you go. But
you know
no,
I mean?
Lorenzo Booker and I became friends. We used to play video games together and stuff, but then I got autographed jersey of him.
Very cool. Yeah.
That's random.
I don't own anything random. Like, I own stuff for the Packers. I have a Packers helmet that's straight from their locker room, which is pretty dope.
That is pretty awesome.
And we own like Minnesota Vikings stuff because my husband is a Vikings fan.
But doesn't your husband buy like, because he likes to go like,
well, he has like
baseball cards and stuff. And like, if you go to like those like swap meets or fleet market stuff, there's random sports things every once in a while.
I mean, like, so he does go to like card shows and like he has different like sports cards and whatnot. I was going to say the other thing, I guess, like sports memorabilia, but to me it doesn't really count, is he like collects hats and he doesn't care what team, what sport, anything like that. If it's a cool hat, we have bins in our garage just filled, like all organized by like whatever teams and all that stuff.
Wow,
it is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's psycho. So that's probably like the most random stuff because it's just like other teams that we don't really care about. But I don't have anything weird like your Miami Dolphins jersey because that is super interesting.
I have a autographed Big Easy Harlem Globetrotters authentic jersey.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, awesome.
I want to go to a that is something that I do really. It's like those things that I want to start taking my son to. We're taking him to his first movie tomorrow. I'm a little bit nervous to Toy Story. But that is one of the things that's on my list, is like going to a Harlem Globetrotters game.
Those are good time.
It would be fun. Branded Bob on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream says, I have a huge print signed by Jordan Belfort. He was at a table with I'm not reading that part.
Jordan Belfort, he's the Wolf of Wall Street.
And I had to go to Chicago for him to sign it. I'm not reading the middle part. You can read it on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Head over to ESPN Madison.
Well, now I want
to
know. But no,
you can read it in the break. You know what? Pull it up. You can pull it up on your phone.
That's fair. That's the Wolf of Wall Street there. But, I also have a Field of Dreams jersey autographed by like 13 Major League Baseball Hall of Famers.
You have a what? I'm sorry, I missed
it's
the first
Field
part.
Of Dreams. So
Yeah. In Iowa.
Yep, I have. Iowa. They played a baseball game or softball, or I don't know which one it was, but a lot of like famous baseball players played in, including like Pete Rose, Robin Yount, and I have all their autographs on a jersey.
Interesting. You do have random stuff.
Yeah.
I don't.
I have a football.
But I'm also like 20
signed
years
by Barry
than you,
Alvarez,
so, sure.
And then a bunch of other random athletic directors. My dad had. He gave it to me.
Okay.
To do with that one.
That's cool.
Yeah, not really. It's all like. Or random coaches. It's coaches off that badge, like Badgers in like 1991.
Beaker in Madison has something cool to say. What's up, Beaker? I hope Riley dispelled your name right.
Cool. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Great. I have a Reggie White autographed Packers football helmet that's also autographed by Willie Davis, Hall of Famer, and it was owned by the Reggie White estate originally.
That is awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thanks for calling and telling us that one. You know what? I'll take calls on cool stuff you own, 844-770-3776, because I guess I'm probably in my line of work, I just get a lot of random stuff.
Right. That's totally fair. This is so bringing me back to, like, Homer and Gabe days. Ooh, pump the jam.
Jeff,
pump it up.
Jeff Sports.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yep. I don't even remember what the whole show was, but, like, he would just talk about, like, oh, tell me how much this item probably costs. Yes. Or, like, what
people
about this item? People,
and
yes, and people
Jeff
would love to call in.
Thick Wisconsin accent. And be like,
oh,
ah,
my
that's
gosh.
That's worth about $35.
I have not thought about Jeff from Jeff Sports in years.
My favorite part of that is that, like, that's what Jeff would sell it for. If you took it to Jeff Sports, he'd give you $10 for it. And then he'll sell it for $35.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the other thing
that's how you make their money.
I know, but, like, nobody ever, like, be like, oh, it's worth $100 to Jeff. To you, you're going to get 50.
Right, right.
That's not Jeff's fault. I'm always like, you understand that's what Jeff would sell it for, not what you're going to get for it.
Totally. Let's see. Mitch and Stoughton chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line, 844-770-3776. He says, Michael Carter Williams signed Bucks jersey.
That's what I'm talking about. That I like.
I don't even know who that is. He says, hanging in my closet and constantly forget about it. It was a gift. Haha.
That is amazing.
I don't know what that is.
Michael Carter Williams was a adjacent or lottery pick. I don't know if he was made by the Bucks or he ended up on the Bucks.
I recognize
Syracuse.
His face.
He was like a 6'7", kind of point guard, small forward type player. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't good. Definitely not worth his draft position.
Played for the 76ers.
Okay, yeah. Drafted by then traded to the Bucks. Maybe for Jabari Parker. But that's a good one.
I definitely recognize his face. I just didn't know what
Riley,
his name
do you
was.
Know that person is?
Michael Carter Williams, yes.
All right, yeah. See, that's the stuff I want. Like, I have a John Jaha autographed baseball card. former Brewers first baseman.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Riley, do you have anything crazy?
Oh, I have some good stuff. I have
of course you do.
Some random. I have a Gene Segura autographed Brewers jersey, former shortstop. I have a Brent suit.
The
I
Angels,
have,
right?
Yes. Yep. Did play for the Angels. Played for the Phillies as well.
Yep.
Brent Suter, former Brewers relief pitcher, have his autograph. Then a couple cool stuff. I have the Badgers, those uniforms, the jerseys they wore one time in the 90s with the big W's on the shoulder pads. I have that jersey autographed by Daryl Bevel. I wear that from time to time.
Nice.
And then my godfather got me an Indianapolis Colts hat. Autographed by Eric Dickerson, which
to me
is random, but would probably be pretty substantial for a Colts fan or someone who grew up watching Eric Dickerson.
It could be random and substantial.
You know what? We could really play a game right now with me and ask me if it's a Brewers player or a sports memorabilia person, and I would be screwed.
844-770-3776. Carbless Talk text line. List is more. Give us either memorabilia you're proud of or memorabilia you have that is random.
Okay, Brandon Bob on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream says, I have Jason Kendall's signed Brewers hat.
Nice.
There you go, Jason Kendall.
Nice.
I don't know who these people are.
Jason Kendall came over from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Was he one of the rare free agents signing for the Milwaukee Brewers?
I believe
so. He came over from the Pirates, yeah. He was a good player for the Brewers, better for the Pirates.
This is I don't know any of these people that you are guys are talking about. Let's see. Phil in Wanakee says my dad has a signed dollar bill from Eddie Matthews. He got
dollar.
From his dad.
I love it. A
that
signed
rocks.
Dollar bill.
That's like that. Like reeks of like not reeks. That's a mean word. I feel like that smells like.
Teen Spirit?
No, like, I mean, shout out Nirvana. We are like a 90s bar. No, like, you see this person, you have nothing else to sign. Here, sign this. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yep,
it's definitely
yep.
like those kind of vibes, yes. which is so cool.
Do you know who Eddie Matthews is?
No.
Former Brave, Milwaukee Brave, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, from the World Series team, I think.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to struggle reading this, but it's fine. Unnamed in the 920, text us in your name. He said, these claims are lame. I have a 96-97 GB cop card collection, all signed.
Amazing. Green Bay Police, I would imagine.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
Koons, K-O-O-N-C-E,
George Koons.
Wanted to date mom.
Love it. Love it. So what he has is he has the police cards that were given out by the police. I'm sorry, the police department used to give out cards to
I know
kids.
Exactly what you're talking about,
and
yes.
And he got those Packer cards signed by Packer players.
That's cool.
That is it's random.
Wait,
cool.
We have some of these at my house, for sure. Do you know what? I have a Mark Tauscher card.
Oh.
That's kind of weird.
You gotta
Should
get
I get it signed?
You have to get it signed.
My husband literally, he found it at a card show.
Yeah.
And he has it. He was showing me because he's like, oh, do you want to see your PC, my personal collection?
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a PC? He's like, well, yeah, I started one for you. I will say, I had a bunch of Caleb Williams cards because I picked them up right after we got drafted. I started getting some.
I traded you a... Aaron Rodgers
yes, you did.
Caleb
you did. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So I picked up a whole bunch of like Caleb Williams ones because I was like, he's gonna like light up, right?
Yeah.
At the time, I kind of wanted him to. Now I hope he sucks. But my cards went up, and I ended up selling them. I honestly should have kept them, but I sold them like maybe even before the season started because like they were going up in price. I was like, whatever, screw it. But in my PC, my husband was like, oh yeah, I have this one, and it's Tausch as like a child with the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, yeah.
And it's in like a little. Like protective whole thing anyways too, so it's fun. I should have him
you
sign
have
it.
To get him to sign that.
I should but the thing is I am very much like I will not ask for an autograph because I am so like embarrassed by it, but if it's Tausch, I'm like I have to, right? Like we're friends.
Yeah, look, I had a hard time asking Melvin Gordon for an autograph, but
yeah,
I did
it feels
like
weird.
An event with them and we're friends, but like, and I only asked him the one time after we did an event, but I was like I kind of want this autographed, and he's autographed the notes that I had for the event.
Ah, that's
I still
cool.
haven't. I always want to frame them up. I haven't done
that's
it.
That's so cool.
Yes. I mean, I guess not random. I do have a autographed Matt Hamilton curling card.
I do have one of those, too. Yeah.
Yes. Matt will be back sometime in probably
after
late
he gets
July,
off maternity
August.
Leave.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to read. Brandon Bob makes me nervous because I know who it is. It's Robin Madison, at least I'm pretty sure it is. And I'm nervous before I like get through actually proofreading his to know what all there is. But we do have some more coming in. I don't want to read.
So 844-770-3776. Carver's talking text line. This is more. What's some random sports memorabilia that you have. Let me tell you about Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That's where winners go. Millions of dollars are won every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. So go be a winner and go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. You know, you're talking mistakes, I made a few. I ain't an angel, nor are you. We got some issues, yeah, that's true. I don't know what you want to do, no. Molly and Jim continues live from Bullies. We watched the Brewer game here earlier. Great place to watch a game. And you can watch the USA soccer team on Monday here at Pooley's. I'm alongside Molly Brown. Got Riley Yauch back at the Everlight Solar Studio. We were asking you random sports memorabilia. Do we have any more messages?
I did
on that?
Get one more. Dan from Madison says, I got hit by a foul ball at a Cubs game when I was 5 in 1985 and had to go to the ballpark medic. I was fine and eventually got the ball, and they got it signed by a bunch of players.
That's fun.
That at least makes it worthwhile.
Right, yeah. Like, if you're going to get pegged with a ball, then at least
get some... Get pegged with a ball.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to give away a case of High Life. What number?
You know, the Miz pitched, what, 5 innings today?
Yeah.
Okay, caller number 5.
Caller number 5 wins a case of High Life, 844-770-3776. Call number 5 wins a case of High Life, 844-770-3776. text line 844-770-3776. Liz, is more?
Yes, we do. Jeremiah Madison says he has a cousin who got hit two times by Jose Canseco in the same game off of fouls. Then years later, he won an HHR from the Brewers. The car, HHR.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that is random.
I don't know if that's like, you know, like a lot of those things at games are like staged.
Yeah.
I mean, now granted, getting hit by two foul balls isn't staged, I would hope. But I wonder if that's like one of those things where it's like, you know what? We do remember you. Why don't you just win a car?
Yeah. What prize in hell did you win to get pegged with two foul balls from Jose Canseco?
Good God. Pegged with two would
yeah.
suck.
Two balls? Yeah, no.
Don't you have to like pay the taxes when you win something like
yeah.
that? You know,
yeah.
it's like the Price is Right or whatever.
Yeah, they pay taxes on the vehicle.
So do you pay it like right there on the spot or do you just get something in the mail from?
I would imagine you get something in the mail. You probably have to pay it.
Interesting. Are you happy if you want a car if like you got to pay like $3,000 in taxes, or are you like, I want a car out of it? You know what I mean?
I would imagine you're happy. Some places will allow you like to take a cash payout instead of the you still have to pay taxes on it, but like, yeah, there's different ways around it.
Okay.
I know that like when we gave away a car, we technically sold it for $1, so then the taxes were low.
Interesting.
Because we
that
care.
Would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So by we, I mean ESPN Madison Coors Light actually teamed up with Metro Kia across the street to give away a car. So, we have JP and Madison with another piece of random sports memorabilia. JP, how you doing? And what's your random piece of sports memorabilia?
Hey guys, doing well. I have a commemorative, football from the, Super Bowl 31 that is signed by President Bill Clinton.
Wow.
Oh.
How'd you get that?
We went to the White House when the Packers were there, and the only person who stayed out to sign memorabilia was the president, and all the Packers just went into the White House, and we were out on the lawn just getting stuff signed by Bill Clinton, which is a bit random.
That's crazy. Wait, I didn't even know that, like, fans go when teams go.
I didn't
Maybe
know
that's
either.
Stupid of me to, like, not I assume that, that they would, but that's fascinating. I love that story.
Yeah, it was like a friend of my dad's who got us to be able to be in the stands. There were not many people, and again, this is like pre-9/11, so who knows what they do now. But yeah, so I just have this random thing signed by Bill Clinton, so who knows. But thanks.
Oh,
I'll hang up and listen. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for sharing that story. 844-770-3776. Carbon Talk text line list is more. Share more random. Like that's what I like.
That's amazing.
Random sports memorabilia.
I wish I had something like this.
So
like,
I
feel left out.
Well, Robert Madison, he is donating. I don't know if this is legal or not, but he is donating his win to Matt Hamilton.
Oh.
So like a baby gift there for Matt Hamilton.
Okay, that's so fun.
Yeah, so, but speaking of Matt, he has gotten me some, it was, at the White House, he got some, I'm trying to think if they're like napkins, but they're really fancy, but from the White House. So I have some random,
are like, they paper napkins?
Yeah, but
or
they're
are
like,
they...
but they're like thick, like, you know, you're like a nice wedding sort of like paper napkin with
yeah.
White House emblem printed
That's
on them.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I have
That's so random.
Two of those and a random cocktail napkin as well from the White House.
Interesting. Jeremiah Madison says you do get the bill. He had to take out a loan. So for that winning a car. So I'm assuming that he had to take out a loan to pay those taxes. But and then Patty in Madison says, I have a signed $5 bill from Walter Payton at his Roundhouse Restaurant / bar in Aurora, Illinois at my going away party.
That is amazing. I'm jealous.
That is really cool.
Can I tell you a really annoying story? My mom lost personalized autographs that my dad got for my brother and I from Walter Payton.
How did you get a personalized one?
So my dad did, before he did business insurance, used to insure like really expensive like boats and stuff.
Okay. Like,
Raul Bosell was like a famous IndyCar driver. I have an autograph, again, more random stuff. I have an autograph Raul Bosell picture of him with his Duracell IndyCar, and he autographed it to me because my dad... was insured his boat.
Okay.
And there was a few other ones, but my dad either insured Walter Payton's boat or got a chance to meet him or, like, the company with it or whatever. And my dad, it was, like, cocktail napkins or something. Like,
yeah.
My dad didn't have anything, really, but Walter signed, like, to Jim and to Bill. This is the story. I never saw them. My dad swears by it. But they wanted to give it. They were going to, like, put it in something and give it to us for Christmas. And, like, my mom put it somewhere and lost it. Doesn't know where it is.
What if your mom, like, thought it was, like, a woman writing a note to your dad or something? And then she was like, well, screw this. You're not having it. And
right?
She throws it in the garbage.
I don't know what happened to it. But, yeah, it's gone.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so that's very upsetting to me, I'll tell you that one. 844-770-3776, never mind. I thought we had Patty on the line, but we do not have Patty on the line.
No, Patty texted us. We're good.
Okay, that's right. We just said...
Walter Payton. $5 bill.
That's
pretty sweet.
Oh, that's that one. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So. Unless Patty has another story, which feel free to call back in, Patty.
Gotcha. All right, so yeah, continue to share the random sports memorabilia. Any come to mind now, Molly? You got nothing?
No, I really don't have any. I've, like I said, probably the coolest piece that I have is the Packers helmet. My dad used to do like football camps when he was the football coach and like athletic director at Lawrence yeah. University in Appleton. So like they would do like joint football camps or something like that, and he was able to like get an actual helmet from the Packers locker room.
That's
so,
really cool.
I do have that, but it's not really like random. It's just probably the coolest piece that I have. Yeah, I don't have anything.
We're asking that because we're at Pooley's, and there's a lot of memorabilia that makes a ton of sense. And then there's some other memorabilia that's kind of random. Like an autographed two Pooley's Go Blue Bo Schembechler autographed picture.
Like, okay, it's crazy. I'm trying. What is the most random piece of like memorabilia here in Pooley's, actually? Because, I mean, they have like.
An autographed two Pooley's from Colts legend Raymond Berry is pretty random, too.
Like, there's. So we're on like the bar half, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, they have another half of Pooley's behind this massive TV.
That's where I saw the John Offerdahl autograph, yep.
And they have, like, games and stuff over there. But hanging from the ceiling, they have hundreds of pennants.
This one right here, hundreds. The Minneapolis Metrodome.
Washington, that's random.
Redskins versus the
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
In Super Bowl 26.
26. And it's a giant banner that looks like it was probably in the Metrodome.
Yeah. It's like pink and blue. Like,
I don't
how
think
do
that
you
was
get
the original
these?
Colors, but I feel like it faded to that.
I don't know. I mean, random, it could have been. Those are kind of Super Bowl colors.
They have an ESPN flag over there. I think it's actually that could
yeah,
be ESPN. That could be ESPN Madison, actually, over there. They might have an ESPN Madison.
I'll go look at the next break.
Yes. And then they also have a Monday Night Football flag. So, like, they just.
Where?
Over behind the American flag, behind the goalpost here at Pooley's. Yes, there's a goalpost here at Pooley's. So, again, that's why we're asking you. What
I don't even think I noticed that there was a goalpost in here, and that is how, like, filled to the brim this place is with memorabilia.
Yes. Robin Madison has a story, Rob.
Oh, boy. Keep it PG.
Yes. Thanks, Rob. What's the story?
First of all, am I going to have to deliver that beer to Matt Hamilton myself, or what?
Do you want to? Wait, don't you still have to cut down, like, Jim's tree or something?
No, my tree's okay.
Oh.
I got an okay. I got a thumbs up on it. I
don't know. I tried to help the dude out. I tried.
You did. It was fine.
I was going to say, you and Matt could come over to Jim's house, play with some chainsaws, and you guys could all drink the high life together.
Yeah, let's follow that order after the chainsaw playing. Right.
Well, I said I'd help, but at the same time, I didn't want to freak out Jim or his wife about insurance issues and such after that, because technically I'm not a tree guy. So let's get to the story here. So after the 96 Super Bowl, my dad, for some reason, worked for RC Cola, the worst soda company in the world. And, you know, coaches, players, after everything, they go to their sponsorships and do their dinners and handshaking, etc. So we got invited to a dinner party at a hotel off at 94. I can't even remember what it was. And Mike Holmgren was there. But every table had a signed football by a player. And I end up getting Reggie White's signed football with the biblical, you know, he does with his signature. Yeah. And I'm a moron because, like, a year later, I wanted new Penny Hardaways, and I sold the ball to my principal at school to get Penny Hardaways, and I deeply regret it.
Okay, dumb question. Are Penny Hardaways
That's right above us. Great.
Are Penny Hardaways shoes? This is a dumb question. What do you mean?
Yeah,
Penny Hardaways?
Oh, yeah. They were
okay, well, that's what I thought, the way that you said it. But I'm like, okay, I know it's a player.
Are they
like
the foam composite ones? Were they kind of like that?
They had they had the white, like, squiggle, but they had, like, a chameleon-look circle, like, inside. Oh, yeah. I can't remember exactly what the – loved them. And for some reason, I sold the Reggie White sign ball because I was peer pressured by my principal.
Oh, boy. I can't believe your principal did that. I got a story. Rob, thanks for the call. Similar to that, this is a classic Wisconsin story.
Oh, boy.
I know them, so I'll give them a shout-out. Bean Fang's Bar in Fort Atkinson. My parents were friends with Dave Bean Fang, who I think also started a bank and a bar. Again, very Wisconsin. and the bar was behind the bank right on the river there, and my parents would like to go there and partake and hang out. And, you know, kids can go to bars in Wisconsin. It's fine. So my brother and I would go to the bar with my parents instead of them getting a babysitter. And we'd just hang out there at the bar, have some chicken tenders.
I get it. Babysitters are expensive.
Yeah,
honestly.
Some diet soda, chicken fingers, and we'd look at our baseball cards, basketball cards, all that kind of stuff. And I was a big collector of basketball cards. And I traded a Charles Barkley card for like four other cards.
Okay.
And then I had regret about it, and the bartender was cool and gave me my card back. But I remember trading it because I was like,
that was crazy.
Getting like eight or nine at the bar. And the bartender, like, he was just being nice. Like,
yeah.
But he collected cards too, and I'm sure he was like fair in the deal he made. His name was Craig. I remember Craig. Because I would like talk to him all the time when I was there. Goodness gracious, what a childhood.
That is wild. We have a couple more texts. Yeah. You want me to read them?
Yep.
Okay, Dave in Sun Prairie says, I took a chance years ago on a young player, his autograph on a mini helmet, and it turned out that that player was Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
So that turned out to be a pretty good deal because I purchased it for $40. Then years later, I took the same chance on another player with his name on a jersey, thinking that it might pay off the same as the mini helmet, and that player was Eddie Lacy. Huge letdown, and now that jersey is rotting away in one of my closets. I'm so curious what that mini helmet would cost nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for like an Aaron Rodgers one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another one here from Brett in Madison says, I have an autographed Heisman picture from Denny Werfel at Florida.
Danny Werfel.
Werfel.
At Florida quarterback.
At Florida. Thank you. Yep. Because my cousin's husband went to school with him at some point.
Love it.
That's super cool.
We have Patty back on the line.
Oh, Patty.
770-3776. Hey, Patty.
Hi. My mother, who is very, assertive. But anyways, we were at a Brewers game in Kansas City Royals. My nephew's name is Brett George, and George Brett, who played for Kansas City, was there, and they were doing their warm-up. And my mom called over to him and said, would you take a picture with her grandson? His name is Brett George. And we have a picture with my nephew, Brett George, and George Brett, and we blew it up, and he signed it.
That is awesome.
That's amazing.
That is a great story.
Love that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that one, Patty.
Well, thank you. I love you guys. And was everything okay with Matt's baby and wife?
Yep, everyone is happy and healthy. We just figured when Matt comes back, he can share all the information to everyone. But yes, Matt,
he's on maternity leave,
and everyone is good. A baby boy, healthy.
Well, good for him.
So we'll let Matt share all the details.
You blew the surprise.
Well,
happy boy.
Well, sorry.
Happy Fourth. Happy Fourth of July.
Happy Fourth.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
He's got it on Facebook and Instagram.
He does, I guess. If you didn't know,
go follow him. We'll let him share the name on there too. That's why we've been quiet on. I just don't want to like let Matt share the full details.
Yeah, he's got to have the new dad excitement.
One shining moment. Yeah.
For sure.
I know we're getting plenty of text of the baby, and everyone is doing fine. So yeah, if people are worried about that, Matt will be back. When he decides he wants to come back from maternity leave. That's the nice thing about being Matt Hamilton. You get to decide when you want to come back.
Do you know the thing that's funny is whenever people keep asking me about him, I keep forgetting that it's like paternity leave, and then I say maternity leave.
Yes.
And I'm like, they're going to think I'm like an idiot and I don't know how to say maternity leave or that I mean to say paternity leave. So I'm like, I really needed to start saying paternity leave, but it's maternity leave.
So actually, I have had the same thought in my head. So I start with paternity leave and I go, we like to call it maternity leave.
Okay, that's a good call.
That's kind of the way I shoot the middle on that.
Totally.
It is Thirsty Thursday on Molly and Jim, and that's brought to you by Dancing Goat Distillery. Riley, I feel like we need a break, or are we going here? Are we going
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we need one more break.
Go complete game. I go further. Okay, all right. We'll take a break right now. Thirsty Thursday from Poolies. Thirsty Thursday is brought to you by our good friends at Dancing Goat Distillery out in Cambridge. Weather permitting, make that drive out there when you get a chance. Apparently the weather's pretty nasty right now. But.
Apparently. We have people showing us clouds, and I'm looking at the radar, and it's looking a little scary. Might hang out at Poolies for a while.
Maybe we can get in on a volleyball match. There's some volleyball going on here.
You talk about tearing your Achilles or like rupturing it, whatever you do. You might not.
I'm saving that for tomorrow morning because I think I'm gonna try to play some basketball. But
on a day off, wow.
Well, that's the thing. I can actually go home and go back to bed.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that is fair.
So I'm actually looking forward because I did it today. Basically, I got up at God knows at 4:44 because the power went out in Oregon, at least a lot of Oregon, and that woke up everyone in the house because everything's beeps. The girls still like to use kind of a sound machine to kind of keep the noises of the house out.
Yeah,
and when those turn off, then they wake up. So literally, the power wavers like twice. Rosie's in the room. Nola starts calling out. And then the dog comes upstairs. So
oh,
like, all
man.
Right, we are. That's. I guess this is happening. We're up at 4:50 or whatever. And then it's like trying to muster the energy to look outside and be like, our other houses. But then I forgot it's summer, so I have all these trees, which is great. But I'm like, I can't see anyone's house. So then I have to like go down to the front downstairs to look out the front window. And I was like, yeah, it looks like everyone's power's out. But it's also 5 in the morning, so who has their lights on? So
when did your power go back on?
It came back on around like 5:20.
Like an hour.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was just the time of it of like. It's the worst time to have to like decide. I'm like, am I just up for the day or am I going back to bed? It's a weird one. So.
What woke you up? Because I feel like when our power goes out, like it goes beep, and then you hear it go boom.
Full disclosure: I have a CPAP, so I started choking. Is what woke me up.
No, really?
I mean, not really, but the air cuts off, so all of a sudden it's like,
wait, you? I forgot you have a CPAP. That's so. I mean, it's not embarrassing. Everybody,
it is embarrassing.
It's okay.
Yes, it's fine,
but slightly, like
a little bit, yeah.
Wait, does it actually, like...
Stop.
Like, why do you wear that?
Huh?
Like, you're like a healthy young man. I thought, only if you're, like, unhealthy and old.
I snore. It helps with the snoring.
Okay.
So,
how do you know that it actually helps with the snoring? How do
my wife's a light sleeper.
But how do you know that it's not just the mask, like, masking the...
Oh, it could be. I don't know. Like, either way... Know,
if it's, like, muffled snoring, like...
Either way, I spend less time sleeping on the couch. So,
okay, that's
good. Yes. So, I have this, and... Anyways, it went out, and so when the air stops it's coming through, that wakes you up.
Interesting. Yeah. I do
it's not
going to
wake up gasping for air.
Well,
I like,
don't know. That's literally what I'm thinking.
Like,
I'm thinking you're just going like...
No, but it's all of a sudden you got this pushed air, and all of a sudden it stops, and then all of a sudden your air gets like...
Hot?
Yeah, because you're like breathing your own breath as opposed to like you're getting fresh air pushed in.
You're like, wait, did I just go outside?
Right.
Wait, is this a dream?
Right. So that's always a good time to wake up joking. But... I'm smelling popcorn here, Molly. I want to
ask
you
a lot of popcorn.
What is, and Riley, you can hop in on this as well, but what is the best bar, like free bar snack? Like there's peanuts, pretzels, popcorn.
I feel like Chex Mix is like a thing too, right? Or is that not really a thing?
I feel like it could be. I feel like that
I don't
rightfully probably died a little after COVID.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, what
peanuts,
I've noticed is that people have like their each individual ones, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because right away my mind goes to in Along Came Polly when they have like the dirty hands that they're touching the nuts and then he like scrapes the nuts on the ground and everything.
Yeah.
So that's what I think about, which like grosses me out. But the popcorn is smelling delicious. And honestly, I wasn't expecting to smell popcorn at a bar.
Yeah.
So I kind of love that as an idea.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, popcorn at a bar is a good one. Peanuts, like if it's your own, because otherwise like who wants
to
share.
Don't touch any other nuts.
yeah. Who wants to share them? Bowl of peanuts, so like that one's gross. Riley, do you go to their bars that have food, or is that just kind of not
so
a thing at young people's bars?
There are some downtown bars in Madison. On certain days of the week, they'd give out free pizza at the bar, which was awesome. I loved going to the bars with free pizza at night because then you didn't need to go out and get food after the bar. You just ate the pizza and left.
Yeah. You got a couple extra bucks to buy yourself an extra Coors Light.
Like, exactly.
That's smart.
It rocks.
Wait, so question. Do they upcharge then on the alcohol? Like
nope.
If they're like, oh, we're giving you free pizza, so we're going to make like a beer $2 more. You
know
what I mean?
It was just only one night a week or maybe two or three nights a week where they'd have the pizza. It
what
wasn't
was your
every
point
night.
Where you're like, I need to eat, so I guess I'll go get.
Right. I guess I'll go to
sometimes
Xbox.
That was the thought process.
Do they...
I've been there. I'm not blaming you, but like, lucky for you, I'd be like, I need to eat. I go to the bar with peanuts.
Well, what kind of like pizza was this? Was it like frozen pizza, or was it like they brought it in from somewhere?
No, it was definitely their own pizza because the sauce was really spicy, super spicy to get you to drink more.
Right. That's our music.
Yeah. Game. Okay. there's a lot of music
Jim
going on.
Jim was having a stroke.
I was like, am I hearing something? All right. Well, enjoy your fourth. We're not doing a show tomorrow. We'll be back at it on Monday. Stay safe. Have fun. This has been Molly and Jim.